1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh!
Did he bring it in? He did!
It is
caught!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Burgettstown High School and the WPIL 2A Girls Basketball Playoffs. Tonight here on the WJPA Sports Network, we have number 7 Burgettstown hosting number 9 Laurel in the league's last chance game. The winner advances to the state playoffs. The loser sends its girls to softball and track practice. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Welcome into the Visit Green County pregame show. Tom Drakely beside me, Jason Tenitz, our floor director, Scott Donnelly and Eric Bennett on camera, Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. The late Chuck Heberling, the WPIL's first executive director, once turned down additional wrestling qualifying spots to the regional because, quote, we're not sending three-time losers. Both of our teams tonight operating under that restriction as the loser's season ends on a three-game losing streak. The Spartans have dropped 3 in a row 3 times already this year, the first of which started with a loss here at Burgettstown. The Blue Devils' current 2-game losing skid is their first losing streak of the year, and they're hoping it doesn't continue. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. We'll have more on the Visit Green County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Welcome back to Burgettstown. Winner of this game qualifies for the state tournament. And the reward is to go play the WPIL champion. PIAA does many, many, many things right, and they get no credit for it. They do many things right. This is wrong.
It's very wrong. It's just not. I mean, the whole experience of being in the state tournament is, in my opinion, to play some different teams. You've already played these teams. Let's play someone else. That's what the state tournament is supposed to be about. I don't understand why they did it. I don't think it is right, Bob, but nonetheless, we have to deal with it.
There are multiple brackets that WPIL sends 8 teams to the playoffs. Not a single one of them has a all-WPIL first-round matchup. There are other districts that have double-digit teams in the brackets, and none of them play within the district in the opening round. It's just, I don't know if it's an oversight. This is the second year, obviously. They do these things in twos. I don't know whether it's an oversight or what, but it should not be, and I'll be sending those very thoughts along to the soon-to-be Associate Executive Director of the WPIL, Brian Geyer.
How about that? Brian, who's been so good to us in the years past with the facility at Peters Township and all of his help, and I wish him well in his new job.
One of the things the WPIL has done the last several years is this type of game, no more follow the winner, which just has all kind of issues. If the committee seeds the bracket correctly and chalk holds, the one seed winning the championship drags the eighth best team in instead of the fifth best. Let them play it off, and it keeps teams playing.
You know, I think being a previous coach, that's the most important thing, is you get to play rather than sit around for a couple of weeks and try to figure out if you can get a scrimmage game here and there. Nothing replaces live basketball. You can practice all you want. It is not the same.
There are four consolation bracket games tonight involving Washington County teams, Washington Green County, and one more tomorrow. 2A girls fifth place matchup just down the road at Fort Cherry. The Rangers are hosting number 6 Aliquippa. Both have already qualified for the state tournament. Seventh place game in the 5A boys bracket, Ringgold's at Shaler. Both of them have already qualified. 2A boys, Jefferson Morgan is hosting Eden Christian for fifth place in that 2A bracket. Both of them have already qualified. And tomorrow, a third place game in this 2A girls bracket, Chartiers Houston, the 3 seed, home with number 5 Rochester, that for third place in the league heading into the state tournament. It's a 7 o'clock tip. Both of them have already qualified. So this is the only game that has peril attached to it, heartbreak and all of that stuff attached to this game. Winner goes to the state tournament, and the loser does not. Championship action of interest to our coverage. Friday night, South Fayette Thomas Jefferson girls play the Peterson Event Center for the 5A Girls Championship. Saturday we'll have that game, and then Saturday we'll have two games. 6A girls, Cannon McMillan there for the first time. Norwin in the finals for the third year in a row. That game tips off at 5. We'll have that. And follow that up with the finale of the 12-game championship festival. Thomas Jefferson boys and Chartiers Valley, the one seed Colts and the 3 seed Jaguars at 7 o'clock tip at the Peterson Event Center. We'll have more on the Visit Green County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Green County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Green County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Hello, this is State Senator Tamara Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
our national anthem here at Burgettstown. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting Laurel Spartans, Ricky LaRocco, head coach, record of 13-12 for Laurel. Carly Locke, a 5-foot freshman. Jale Henderson, 5'6 senior, 5'2 junior. Lexi Kroll, a 5'3 freshman, Callie Baker, and a 5'11 sophomore, Addie Yuri. Again, Locke, Henderson, Kroll, Baker, and Yuri. For Burgettstown and Megan Zittner, 17-8 on the season, and the 7 seed in this bracket. 5'9 freshman Emmalyn Harrison, 5'4 junior Paige Klidowski, averaging 17 points a game. 5'3 junior Andy Midler, 5'2 junior Marley Martin, and averaging a double-double, 5'7 senior Savannah Rush. George Melanowski, Stephanie Takelet, and Mark Scappi will officiate tip-off when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Take a look at the bracket. Number one, Neshanic, has come across the top with wins against Brentwood and Laurel, then knocked off Rochester to get to the championship game. The two-seed Winchester Thurston came across the other side, wins against Bentworth, against Burgettstown and Chartiers Houston, running rampant through Washington County. The Bears into the final against Neshanic, that game to tip Saturday at 11 o'clock. In the third-place game, Chartiers Houston and Rochester will play tomorrow at 7. Fifth-place game tonight at Fort Cherry, Rangers hosting Aliquippa, and we have the seventh-place matchup when only 7 teams make it. Winner goes, loser goes home. Set to tip it off, Melanowski puts the ball in flight, and the Spartans control the opening tip. And unlike last night, it is not wall-to-wall people here at Burgettstown.
No, it isn't. that's what you get with some of the play-in games, unfortunately, Bob, but it means something to the players, and that's the important thing.
Henderson penetrates the circle, dish to the corner, two ball in and out, and the Blue Devils clear the rebound after the miss by Locke. Good board there by Savannah Rush. First, she averages 10 a game and gets her first in the opening minute. On the dribble, Harrison give it off to Martin, man-to-man defense for the Spartans, thin roster for Laurel. Let's see what three players dressed to substitute tonight. Savannah Rush heads to the low block, pulls up, jumper well short, rebound right into the hands of J.L. Henderson. Ball near side, Locke looked at a three, deals it off to Henderson. She hits a three-pointer.
Yeah, I watched her in the warm-ups, Bob. She was draining three-point shots. Nice little start here for Laurel here this evening.
Spartans up by a 3-0 count. Blue Devils try to find an answer. Scoop shot won't go, and another Henderson rebound. She'll push it up the floor. Backside pressure. Ball tipped to the corner. Callie Baker for three. Wide right. Rebound on the weak side. Outlet pass. Ball knocked loose, but Henderson's going to track it down. Ball comes near side. Baker, the 5'3 freshman, on into the corner to Kroll. Ball back to Henderson, dribble to the top of the key and deal it near side. Kroll shot won't go. Rebound comes two-thirds of the way up the lane, and Paige Klidowski has it in hand. Averages 17 points a game, but we've seen teams take her out of the mix offensively.
Well, I talked to their coach about that, and one of her concerns is when you have a player that of her quality, you need help.
Emmalyn Harrison with a spin and dribble drive. Put it in off the window.
Well, and that's what you have to have happen. Other players contribute, open things up for Paige.
3-2 lead for the Laurel Spartans here early on. 5:45 to play first quarter. A pass through the low block. Lexi Kroll misjudged how deep she was and threw that out of bounds by about 3 feet.
Yeah, that's a pass that so many teams make. They practice that pass, but that one was a little wide.
Kladowski, the 5'4 junior, deals across. Cutter, rush, gets the ball inside to Harrison, has the ball stripped. Henderson comes out with it for Laurel. Tries to go right down the lane, and this pass to the low post is going to be ruled out of bounds off the Blue Devils. I think Henderson thought she threw the ball out of bounds untouched, but she turned and started to run to get to the defensive end.
Yeah, I thought she did too.
Inbound to Henderson, tries to drive and going to get a walk call.
That time Henderson went too far in the lane and nowhere to go with the basketball, drug the pivot foot.
Looked like the lead official there, Malinowski at the baseline, had the travel. I think Stephanie Takelet was going to call a foul. And the Blue Devils throw it away. Pass from just inside the circle goes out of bounds.
The concept was good. Went to the high post, went back cut on the wing, just off on the pass.
Pass into the near sideline, tipped out of bounds. Slow to get up there is Savannah Rush, but she does indeed get up.
Yeah, both players collided for the ball. We had a backcourt.
Inbound play in the front court. And then they take it back over. No. Yeah, ball inbound in the back. And actually, I'm going to disagree. Yeah, was it inbounded in front? I don't think. The throw was into the back. Then with possession in the backcourt, the pass to a player coming out of the front. But the ball had never been in front court, so there is no front court.
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm going to disagree, but on we go. Henderson deals left side, three ball. Carly Locke high, arcing shot won't go. Kladowski rebounds the miss. 3-2, been here a while. About a minute and a half of game time so far been at this 3-2 tie, or 3-2 score. Martin brings it to the left wing. Andy Midler, deal to the corner. Rush had a thought, gives it to Kladowski. Her jumper won't go. Rebound kept alive at the baseline. And two Burgettstown players run into each other, and the ball goes off Henderson and out of bounds.
And she just kind of threw her arm. I don't think she thought she hit it out of bounds, but she did.
Yeah, two Burgettstown players collided underneath, and all of a sudden then the ball jumps. Inbound pass, nice play, and the shot won't go for Rush.
Yeah,
she had
pass.
More time than she thought.
Great pass by Kladowski to find Rush and just shot it a little too firm off the glass.
Inbound pass, lobbed to the paint, knocked away. Adeyuri the target, and the Blue Devils come out with a takeaway. Into the lane goes Harrison. Her shot partially blocked and controlled by Laurel. That time, Adeyuri, 5'11", sophomore, long arm of the law, says, don't bring that in here. Yuri gets the ball now in the near corner. Spartans look inside. Yuri gets it back and has it knocked out of her hands. We're going to say the ball off Burgettstown player's foot. I think that we're going to get a look there. Cannot see.
I thought it did hit the Burgettstown player's foot.
It hit somebody's foot. My thought was it was the Laurel player, but can't see on our replay. So Spartans will keep the possession. Steal attempt by Martin. Doesn't get there. Three ball. Carly Locke short again. High arcing shot. Yuri gets the rebound outside the lane. Up to Henderson. Pump fake and a travel.
Well, Henderson had an open look. She should have taken the shot. Laurel's taken several perimeter shots. Not been very successful with the exception of Henderson's first shot.
Carly Locke 0 for 3 on the three balls.
Well, Paige Kladowski, their leading scorer, has had a couple of looks, unable to convert.
Tough screen set by Rush. Pick and roll. Shot won't go. Lays on the iron. And Henderson going to rebound again and then dribble past Martin. Push the issue. Get it down to the low block to Yuri. Misses the bunny in tight.
Oh, boy, that was a good pass, too, by Henderson. Does a nice job handling the basketball. Great pass. Just a miss.
3-2 lead for Laurel. Both teams scored in the first 2 minutes, and nobody has scored since. Spinorama by Henderson. Basket and a foul to go with it.
Yeah, nice move by Henderson. She pivoted
Harrison,
back.
My apologies.
Harrison, she pivoted back to use her right hand and had the defender with a hack.
Foul on Carly Locke, her first. Again, my apologies. That was Emmeline Harrison with the bucket. A couple of subs for
Well, she has all 4 points for the Blue Devils so far.
Second shot won't go.
Also, number five, Lil Lily Raskowski into the game for the Spartans.
Lily Raskowski checks in. Mira Eppinger in as well. Harrison missed the free throw. 4-3 Burgettstown. Pass into the corner. Goes untouched and out of bounds.
14,
now the Blue
Cameron
Devils will bring Cameron Redinger in. Two and a half minutes to play in our opening quarter. 4-3 the score. Boy, another tough screen set by Rush. Kladowski dribbles on around, feeds it to Rush. Back to Kladowski, ball fake, takes it a low block. Her runner won't go. She ends up on the floor. Slow to get up and coming out with it. Henderson, the three-point line, feed it down low, shot in off the window. As Lexi Kroll with the deuce to put Laurel back in front.
And another really nice pass that time by Henderson, who could have taken the shot.
Up top, Rush on the dribble drive, feeds it back out. Three ball for Harrison off the iron and the window. And Henderson with another rebound. She has to have five already.
Yeah, she's a good player. I mean, she's their main cog.
Kroll takes a feed in the near corner, work it around the perimeter. Baker, Henderson. Now Eppinger, and now diagonal pass to Baker. Had to go high to save that from Kladowski. Kroll dribbles into the paint, kick it back. Three ball, Eppinger wide to the right off the front of the iron, and Kladowski rebounds the miss. 1:25 to go in the first. 5-4, Laurel with the lead. Screen attempt there by Harrison, but nice work by the defense to get around it. Looked like Redinger was going to take a shot, but did not. Harrison deals to the corner. Drive pass through the low block, off the mark. Andy Midler threw it out of bounds. Lily Largent will check in for Laurel.
Number 44, Lily Largent into the game for the Spartans.
Laurel basketball in the backcourt. Argent takes the inbound, and Henderson will take it back and bring it up the court with 60 seconds to play.
Well, you wonder, will they hold for one, Bob?
Dribble penetration. Ball comes out. Raskowski. She'll get it to Henderson. Henderson dribbles. Hand it off to Raskowski. Reach in. Ball knocked out by Kladowski.
Number 34, Melina.
Henderson is really clever with the basketball, isn't she? She's got a nice little handle.
Melina Henry checks in, and Andy Midler sits. Just a note, we've had one foul call this entire quarter.
Unusual.
Kroll, Eppinger, back and forth. Kroll, three ball. It's an air ball caught on the weak side by Savannah Rush.
Plenty of time for the Blue Devils, 25 seconds.
Kladowski brings it up the floor. Three ball in front. Cameron Redinger hits it.
Nice.
Catch and shoot.
Tell you what, nobody contested her, so she caught it, lined it up, and fired it in.
7-5 Burgettstown. Final 10 seconds of this opening quarter. Henderson onto the far corner. Kroll. Eppinger back to the corner. Three ball won't go for Henderson, and the quarter comes to an end. Burgettstown 7, Laurel 5 after 1, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromise in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
7-5, Burgettstown leads the Blue Devils with the ball to begin the second quarter. Laurel won the opening tip, and we did not have a tie-up in that period. Emmeline Harrison dribbling into trouble, and indeed coming out with it, Callie Baker with a steal, and then a hop at the elbow, guilty of a travel. Give it right back.
Tried to come to a jump stop, and she didn't get it stopped. That's the problem. Had a nice look, little 15-footer, but the travel occurred.
Exchange of turnovers in the early going. Kladowski, three ball, just short, long rebound, tipped into the corner by Harrison, and it's going to go out of bounds, going to belong to Laurel.
Kladowski averages 17 points a game, Bob, so it'd be nice if they could get her some open looks. That one was a tough shot.
Well. Ball already in play when officials on the near side blew the whistle to check a sub in, but normally you make that sub wait till the next dead ball, but play on. Eppinger, little hop, ball crossed the low block, knocked out of bounds by Savannah Rush.
Good defense by the Blue Devils there.
Savannah Rush and J.L. Henderson, the only seniors on these two teams. Eppinger, elbow jumper, won't go. Rebound tipped around, kept alive by Kroll. Work it around the perimeter, and eventually Henderson has it in hand. Ball knocked loose for a minute by Paige Kladowski. Noose again. Kladowski gets to the loose ball, avoids a tie-up, and the Blue Devils get a timeout.
Yeah, nice hustle by Kladowski. I mean, sometimes, you know, when you're wasting your dribble.
7:02 to play first half, 7-5 Burgettstown on the WJPA Sports Network.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Tough defense there by Kladowski. Reached in a couple of times and knocked the ball loose and then got on the floor, and the bench using the timeout to keep the possession.
Well, what I was going to say is so many of these games we've done, the player that just wants to dribble too often loses the basketball. You got to move it with the pass. Move players, move with the pass.
Blue Devils keep it. And had that gotten to a tie-up, it would have gone back to Laurel.
Yeah, they'd have gotten lucky, but oh, there's a turnover.
Ball thrown by Henry, trying to go across the top of the key, and that low-level flight picked off. Spartans bring it near side. Carly Locke travels. A lot of moving feet without dribbles. Some have been called, and some have looked like it was moving feet. But
well, that was a pretty easy one that time, Bob.
You do it out in the open, and got three officials watching you. Kladowski, bring it back this way. Redinger has a three. Deal with a cross, gets it back, try to force a pass into the paint. Rush fights out of it, but loses the ball. Kroll going coast to coast, misses the lay-in, rebound for Carly Locke. Kroll gets it back, and a foul going to be called, I believe, on Paige Kladowski. 6:12 to play first half, 7-5 Burgettstown, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Kroll hits the first, misses the second. Rush with the rebound, ripped that away to get the possession. Took it away from Kroll. Three ball, air ball over everything but the bottom corner of the backboard, far side. missed by Cameron Redinger. Near side, it's Locke to the top of the key, and another travel call on Callie Baker.
Yeah, she's gotten caught a couple of times. She gets a little excited, moves that pivot foot, Bob, and that is not legal.
Blue Devils get it right back. Redinger, three ball, and that one's too strong. Rebound on the weak side. Put back will not go for Savannah Rush, but the rebound knocked out of bounds by Laurel. 7-6, Burgettstown leads by one. 5:40 to play in the opening half. Winner goes to the WPIL champion for the first round. Inbound to Rush, floater, air ball, going to the baseline, tipped back in by Harrison, but it goes to J.L. Henderson for Laurel. She'll bring it up the floor, threw it into traffic, tipped by Uri, and a travel call on the far side. That time it's Locke.
Boy, that has to be six travels. 10 turnovers unofficially for Laurel so far. And those are empty possessions, Bob.
Neshanic and Winchester Thurston will play for the WPIL title. The winner will get our winner tonight, and that will be next weekend. In the opening round of the state tournament, Blue Devils pass too tall and out of bounds. Another throwaway possession. Too many of those for both teams.
Yes, way too many.
Burgettstown beat Laurel by 15 in mid-December. Three ball straight on. Look, Callie Baker hits a back iron. Rebound fighting out of there. Emmeline Harrison gets tied up. Held ball possession arrow points to Laurel.
Harrison did a nice job on the rebound, but brought that ball down by her waist and was tied up.
Kudo, that was a legitimate held ball there.
Yes.
It was not the quick. We're both going to look at the ball and they're going to call the thing. Ball up top. Kroll. Locke. Three ball. It's long and high and off the mark. And a rebound lands on the bounce to Paige Kladowski. And a travel on Kladowski.
Well, she went to make a pass. And the offensive player she was intending to pass the ball went the other direction.
Those of you who want to know if they took the traveling rule out of the basketball rule book, just watch our film. The
yes.
answer is no.
No.
It has been called tonight.
Well, and the problem with those types of turnovers, Bob, in most cases they're unforced, and they're empty possessions, so you don't get an opportunity to score.
Well, you don't even get set up and get a look.
And that's the hard part.
On the dribble, ball knocked away. Good hustling defense by Kladowski to knock it away from Baker. Harrison has her pass tipped. Henderson controls, steps into Harrison. Shot off the window won't go, but I think Harrison going to get tagged with a foul. 4:03 to play first half. 7-6 Burgettstown back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Henderson at the foul line after the foul on Harrison. First shot, no good. Second shot, right on the money. Tie game. Square up at 7-all. Couple of subs. Raskowski and Eppinger back on the floor for Laurel. Harrison and Kladowski back and forth. Three ball for Redinger. Won't go. And Henderson approaching a double-digit rebound count here in the first half. Ball comes through. Raskowski into the corner to Kroll. The lefty dribbles through traffic. Get it to Henderson. Three ball short. Rebound tipped toward the baseline. Last touch by Burgettstown.
Number 20, Andy Midler back into the game for the Devils.
Midler in, and Henry will sit. 3.5 minutes to play in our first half. 7-7 tie. Burgettstown now 4.5 minutes without scoring. Three ball from the far side, too strong. Rebound grabbed by Savannah Rush.
Yeah, nice job by Rush on the rebound that time. Good block out.
Rush hasn't scored. Kladowski hasn't scored.
Yeah.
They average double digits.
They're the leading scorers. They got to get some shots up.
Redinger, another three ball. This one's wide left. Rush, rebound, put back as an air ball, and a rebound knocked out of bounds by Harrison, reaching over top of Henderson.
44, Lily Largent back into the game. For
Lily Largent checks back in, and Addie Urey will sit. Coming up on 3 minutes to play in this low-scoring first half. This has to be what it felt like at the South Fayette Trinity 5A girls game. Ball tipped away, and it actually came back and hit Raskowski in the mouth.
Savannah Rush hit her, and she said, "I'm so sorry." Good sportsmanship by Savannah Rush there. She didn't mean to hit her. They didn't call foul, but sometimes when you reach in, Bob, that's going to happen. You can see Savannah Rush. She feels bad that she hit her in the mouth.
Ball hit off then the top of the head and went out of bounds. So the Blue Devils have it. Harrison's pass to Klitowski tipped around the perimeter. Redinger catch and shoot the three. Bank it home.
Well, if at first you don't succeed, try it again.
It's her second tray of the game. She is not shy about shooting there whatsoever.
No, she's not.
The ball fumbled by Raskowski that time. Able to corral it. Ball goes to Henderson between the legs. Deal Forsyth. Kroll catch and drive and a hacking foul at the baseline. Not a shooting situation. Third foul on the Blue Devils. Andy Midler picks up her first. Again, three on Bergenstown here in the quarter. 2:21 to play. Henderson takes the inbound, get the ball to Largent side of the lane, back out to Henderson. Start to dribble, deal left side. Kroll, three ball off the back of the rim. Rebound comes all the way up the lane to Redinger. Bergenstown will bring it up the floor. Pass fumbled by Midler, but no pressure. Redinger catchman, Largent out on her. Wasn't going to give that three ball look up that time.
She thought about it.
Drive by Rush. Shot too strong. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Going to be ruled last touch by Henderson.
Number 24, Callie Baker back in.
Callie Baker checks back in for Laurel. And again, an eight-girl rotation for the Spartans.
Three players that aren't with the program anymore.
Inbound to Klitowski. Feed it out of the paint. Ball goes to Midler, and she walks.
Boy, the travels are adding up.
I'd be on page two if I'd had my tally marks on travels in this game.
Well, we have quite a few.
And there have been a couple that weren't called from our view. Under 2 minutes to play in this first half. 10-7 Bergenstown. Winner goes to the PIAA playoffs. And a pass thrown away and untouched. You know, Spartans looking for help, but a pretty good look. That's dead square in front of me.
J.L. Henderson thought the ball was deflected, but it wasn't. It was just thrown right out of bounds.
Here's the other thing. These two teams have spring athletes, both of them. Dribble, drive, basket, and a foul for Paige Klitowski. Count the bucket. Charge the foul on Henderson, her first.
And that was a great move. The ball reversed to her, and instead of settling for a perimeter shot, she drove it right down the lane, Bob. You don't necessarily have to shoot threes against zones. You can get to the rim, but you got to have ball reversal.
Now 12-7, Bergenstown leads by five. Laurel, 2.5 minutes without scoring. Bergenstown had gone 4.5 to start the period.
Yeah, it's a large droughts.
But the Blue Devils, five straight points, make it six with the old-fashioned three-point play for Paige Klitowski. Pretty soon, one of these days, we won't have to say that anymore because there won't be the kids will have never heard of that being the only three-point play.
That's correct.
Henderson for three, nails it just outside the line. Her second tray, J.L. Henderson. Makes it a 13-10 count, just under a minute.
Good-looking shot by Henderson, too. She's got great form, good technique.
Klitowski straight on three is short. Rebound grabbed by Urey for Laurel. Would not be surprised to see these two schools meet in the softball playoffs come mid-May. Ball tied up, held ball, possession arrow goes to Bergenstown.
now that I think about it, I got to remember if they're in the same classification. Long time they were both in Double A, but I got to think about that now. It's nice to be thinking about spring sports, especially when I had to clear my truck of all that snow this morning.
Still have a lot of basketball left.
Martin gets the ball near side. 15 seconds to play in the half. Kladowski across the key. Ball to Midler. Now three ball taken. Martin misses that shot. Rebound Lexi Kroll. Push it up the floor. Launch. If it goes, it counts. Good line. Just pulled it short to end the first half. Bergenstown 13, Laurel 10. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Welcome back to Bergenstown. 13-10 first half score and plenty of turnovers on both sides.
Well, when you have a lot of turnovers, Bob, what you end up with is a low possession, low scoring game. We're 13-10. That's a halftime score because you're not taking care of the basketball. And every time you turn it over, whether you walk, whether you throw a bad pass, that is a potential shot you don't get. And that's what you get, low score, low possession. So this is one of those games that may go right down to the final possession to see who gets a shot up to win it.
The take a look at the path for these two teams to get to the WPIL playoffs. Bergenstown started the year at 7-1, but then lost three of their next five, losing to Washington and Aliquippa in non-section games. Aliquippa playing in the 4-5 game, or in the 5-6 game, my apologies, not 4-5, but the 5-6, same as Fort Cherry. I don't know where I got 4-5, but be that as it may. But Bergenstown, the third loss in that five-game series was at home against Fort Cherry by 22 points, and then. You know, questions about, you know, can Bergenstown, can they make the tournament? Can they pull it back together in that funk? And they put it together, won four in a row. Wins against Brentwood, Carlington, in section, and then beat Bentworth and California out of section, and then a win against Northgate back in section two action. So five straight wins, but then 2-2 down the stretch. Lost to Fort Cherry, the unbeaten section champion. But then the loss to Southside behind them, and that just sent their probably didn't affect the seed the way it all worked out, because they had lost to Aliquippa, who ended up seeded sixth. They lost twice to Fort Cherry, who was seeded fourth in the bracket. The five seed was Rochester, and it'd be hard to put Bergenstown ahead of Rochester when Rochester finished ahead of Aliquippa. So, you know, and Aliquippa, the defending champion, et cetera. So it may not have affected their seed, but what's it do to your psyche going into the playoffs knowing that you just got beat by a team below you in the standings? They won their first game, beat Jeanette, but back-to-back big losses to Winchester, Thurston, and Aliquippa, the 2 seed and the 6 seed, and one in the championship half of the bracket, one in the first consolation round, and Blue Devils sitting here with their first two-game losing streak of the year, and if it goes to 3, their season will be over. Well, Laurel, on the other hand, has had three-game losing streaks this year, just a game over 500. Started the year 4-1 with the victories against Newcastle, lost to Union, then beat Mohawk, Ambridge, and West Middlesex, and 5-1 at that point. But losses here at Burgettstown, and then they start that killer part of the section, Neshannock and Rochester, back-to-back. They would play a couple of non-section games and then turn into the new year and lose to the defending WPIO champion, Aliquippa. Get it put back together, win four in a row after that three-game lose streak, and they lose three more in a row, lost to Greenville in non-section, and then lose to Neshannock and Rochester again, but then beat Aliquippa, got a little hope, took a three-game win streak into the playoffs, and Laurel parlayed that into the 9 seed. They probably couldn't get much better than that because of the loss regular season to Burgettstown. And the committee looks at all of those things, and you know, you can't move up. They went to number 8 California, blew out the Trojans, but then blowout losses to Neshannock and Fort Cherry to end up in this game and in danger of a fourth three-game losing streak. And as Chuck Kerberling said, we're not sending three-game losers. There are some brackets that get 8 teams in, and obviously the 8th place team will have lost 3 consecutive games, and they're going, but that is not the case here in 2A girls.
Well, and you don't want to go in on a 3-game losing streak anyway. You want to have some momentum built up. But, you know, Bob, I was looking at the points that Burgettstown averages per game. They score 44 points a game while holding opponents to 34. And when I look at Laurel, they average almost the same. So you're looking at a 13-10 score. And I know in talking to Coach LaRocco, losing the 3 players that he lost, he said one of them was really a quality player. And it has hurt them. They've competed. I mean, they beat some teams that aren't bad basketball teams. You know, you look at Aliquippa. We had the Aliquippa-Chartiers game. Aliquippa has a couple of really good players. So makes it tough when you don't have a full contingent.
When you come back, I want to delve into the psyche of a basketball coach about what's ahead for the winner of this game, and we'll do that when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network at the half. Burgettstown 13, Laurel 10. Winner goes to the state tournament, and loser goes home. And we're back in just a moment.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
All right, help me here, Coach.
I'm going to try.
You're in the 7-8 game.
Yes.
If you're Laurel and you win and Neshannock wins, you get to play a team that's already beaten you 72-37, 70-22, and 67-29. If you're Burgettstown and you win and Winchester Thurston beats Neshannock, you get to play a team that just beat you 59-20. Help me in the psyche here.
It's not good. You know that you can't. They're going to outman you and overwhelm you. That is very difficult, and that's why it shouldn't be that way, Bob. And look, players are human too. They can see writing on the wall. I mean, when you don't have a chance to compete, it's almost like shutdown time. You know, let's pack it in, be done. Let's go to spring sports. I mean, I talked to both coaches about this, and they both felt that, you know, the kids wanted to play, but in reality, you know, with spring sports starting in a week or so, this is tough to keep them focused when you're not competing for a championship.
Now, let's say that the winner of this game makes the state tournament and is going to go play District 6th fourth place team. You're going to get on a bus and go somewhere. You're going to get, another week of practice, certainly, and that's going to happen too, but But it's not going to be the team that's already beaten you by 30 points or more.
Yeah, it's nice to prepare for someone different. Plus, it's a good experience that you're going to go play in a state tournament. And you can say, hey, we made the state tournament. That's a feather in your cap. But, you know, to play a team you've played twice and possibly a third time, that is not an ideal situation. And hopefully that will be corrected in the future.
13-10 Burgettstown leads at the half. Laurel will have the ball to start the second half when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of some.
Held ball possession belongs to the Blue Devils.
Welcome back to Burgettstown. Yeah. Inbound for Laurel on the alternating possession arrow, and then the Blue Devils come in and get a tie-up, so teams exchange possessions there, and looks like video back rolling once again. It's turnover, pass in traffic. Addy Urey goes down, puts up a shot, but that is cleanly blocked by Harrison.
Yeah, Addy Urey kind of like, I should have made that. Well, you should have kept going. She stopped. And the defender caught her.
Inbound feed to Baker. Baker turned it back out. The ball to Kroll and now to Henderson. Out near the midcourt circle. Long bounce pass to Locke. Jump pass Kroll. Lefty puts up the three. That doesn't go. Urey reaches over, gets the rebound. Locke, high arcing three, finds the measure.
How about that? That ball was a high arcing shot for sure. I thought it was going to hit the ceiling.
13 all.
Carly Locke
missed three or four high arcing three balls in the opening half and nails that one. Three ball up for Marley Martin. Off the iron, the window, the iron again. And she's going to go battle to try to get the rebound. And it's going to go off the foot of Addy Urey.
It definitely hit Urey's foot. Great hustle that time by Marley Martin. Stayed with it. She came from clear across the other side of the court.
We had a good look at the Carly Locke three ball. Went up out of the camera. It went out of the camera range. Dribble drive. Kladowski around three defenders to score.
Yeah, great hesitation move by Kladowski to get to the rim. That's the second time she's done that.
15-13 Burgettstown. 15. Well, board says 12. They may have ruled that Locke shot a deuce. Three ball this side for Locke. That won't go deep. And a wrestling match for the rebound. And Kladowski says, I'll just take the loose ball. Thank you. He gets up the floor. Baker sprinting back after that battle for the rebound. Step through. Scoop it up. Harrison lays it on the iron. Can't get it to go. Shoots it again and is fouled. 6:03 to play. Third quarter. We'll go with the board at 15-12. Burgettstown up by three. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live.
And we apologize. A technical glitch of some type. Emmeline Harrison at the foul line hits one of two. And Burgettstown's margin is now 16-12. Henderson on the dribble. Give the ball to Locke. Tries to split a double team. Has to push the ball out to Baker. Cross court. Henderson, ball fake. Three ball in flight. Wide left. Rebound tipped by Rush. She took a bump but threw it away. Gave it to Locke and going to get a travel call. Solid contact between Locke and Martin. And Martin gets up holding her nose.
Yeah, she took a real hit there to the face. Hopefully she'll be fine. She's okay. Officials checking. She said, I'm good.
And some of the fans wanted the trainer to go out, and he got to the bench and turned around and said, if I go out there, she has to come out.
Right.
5.5 minutes to play in the third. 15-12. Kladowski weaves her way and steps around and scores.
It's been their most effective offensive play is to have her drive it.
Timeout, Laurel. 5:21 to play, third quarter. Bergenstown 18, Laurel 12 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to 4 games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
5:21 to play, third quarter, 32nd timeout for the Laurel Spartans, and it will be their ball.
I like Kladowski taking it to the rim, Bob. I think that's been really effective. You know, she scores almost 17 a game. Sometimes you gotta force the issue a little bit, and she's done a good job with that.
Baker, long pass to Locke. Locke will put it on the deck, bring it across, and give it to Henderson. Kladowski switches over, takes Henderson. Nice crossover kick to the corner. Kroll travels. She got the pass and thought about a shot, decided to pass it out, and walks with it. 5 minutes to play in this third quarter.
Little half-court extension trap here.
Kladowski feeds through that to Harrison.
Nice.
To the baseline to Rush, underneath to Andy Midler, and she is fouled and will shoot a couple. Foul called on Carly Locke, her second. First foul of the third quarter on Laurel. Check that. That board has. Yeah, it is two fouls, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Thank you. Shot rattles around and drops home. Andy Midler gets on the board.
Second personal and the team second.
That's called shooter's touch, Bob, when it rattles around like that.
That time it kicks off the iron, and Henderson will go track it down. 19-12, Bergenstown in the lead. Locke, high arcing three, hit the glass, the back of the iron. Kroll rebounds, get it to Baker to the elbow. Her floater won't go. Rebound tipped around by Uri. Feed it back out. Baker into the paint, give it to Locke. And she shoots the same way in close. 12-footer, high arcing shot, good.
Yeah, that ball touches the ceiling almost.
It's going to start raining in here.
Hey, whatever makes you go.
19-14. And we're going to get a Bergenstown timeout. Blue Devils not happy with the possession, so they use their timeout. 4:14 to play, third quarter, 19-14, Bergenstown. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions. Ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
4:14 to play, third quarter. By the way, Nate the Great on the research desk tonight and says, indeed, both Laurel and Bergenstown are 2A softball in separate sections. Inbound play denied by Henderson, knocked it back out of bounds. And apparently it hit the baseline before Martin grabbed it, because if that hit inbounds, it's going to go back to Laurel. Martin takes the inbound, launches a three. That won't go. Jury rebounds.
Jury doing a nice job on the boards for the Spartans.
Henderson, look away pass. Entry then from Locke is picked off, intended for Jury. Laurel has the possession arrow.
You know,
just a dangerous and not well-advised pass there from Locke. Set play, and you know, if the play's not there, you can't do it.
Exactly.
Inbound to Henderson. Her fadeaway hard off the window. Rebound tipped out of the lane, and it's grabbed for the Blue Devils. Get Kladowski across the timeline, and Midler flips the ball back to her. Just across the timeline was Kladowski. We've already seen one over and back call. Kladowski trying to do too much, gets bailed out by the officials. Foul call on Addie Jury, called for her second, team's third foul of the quarter.
Cameron Redinger back in for the Devils.
Redinger, the three-point shooter, checks back in for Burgettstown. And another substitution coming as Eppinger will check back in.
23 back in for the Spartans.
Redinger and Eppinger both back on the floor. Inbound right side of the lane to Savannah Rush for the put-in.
Yeah, nice little inbounds play, but a great vision on the inbounder.
Blue Devils plus seven again. Cross-court pass to Locke. Take it to the elbow. Feed it back out. Kroll for three. Too strong. Rebound Jury. She gets knocked down and lost the ball, and it's out of bounds off Jury.
Had a little contact there, but nothing was called.
Lily Raskowski will check in on the next stoppage. Paige Kladowski to Rush, near side. Three ball coming for Midler, nothing but net.
Well, and you've got to credit the passing. They reversed that ball quickly. And that's what you have to do against the zone to get quality shots. They knocked it down.
10-point Burgettstown lead. Just under 3 minutes to play in the third. Henderson trying to answer. Her three is short. Rebound caught in traffic and a holding foul. Boy, and then Harrison reacts.
Official talking to her now and saying, hey, when the whistle blows, you don't have to do that.
Laurel foul on 20.
Fourth foul on Laurel. Lexi Kroll called for her first. Raskowski will check in, and Jury goes out. It could have got a little more than
just
a talk.
I think maybe it almost did.
Blue Devils get the ball into the corner. Redinger, cross court, Kladowski. Three ball in flight off the window, won't go. Rebound caroms to the corner, and Kladowski goes and gets it. Henderson could have and just tried to screen the Burgettstown players off, and Kladowski goes to the hoop and is fouled.
Yeah, she wound her way around, and Bob, she got a good shot off.
Foul on Carly Locke will be her third. Two foul shots coming for Paige Kladowski. 2:29 to play here in the third. Kladowski can't get it to go. It's hard off the rim and out. Largent checking back in. And Locke will sit with her three fouls. Kladowski. Second effort won't go. The rebound, Karams clear up to the free throw line where it hits a Laurel player. Give it off to Kladowski, and she'll hit a three.
You know, when she released the shot, I said, you know she's going to make this. And she did. Good credit to her.
Travel call on the Spartans. 2:16 to play in the third. And the Blue Devils now close to doubling up on Laurel.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is Kladowski missed two 15-footers. Put her out there by the three-point line, knocks it in.
Redinger across to Rush, two on one. Rush with the bucket. Timeout, Laurel. 2:06 to play, third quarter. Burgettstown threatening to run away with this one, up 29-14. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails.
visit historic towns, and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
29-14 Burgettstown. It was 13-10 at the end of the first half, so 16-4 margin here in the first 6 minutes of this third quarter.
Well, basketball's a game of making shots, and Burgettstown has knocked down a few shots, made a few drives. That's how you get the lead.
Andy Midler on the back on the entry pass to Lexi Kroll. First foul of the third quarter on Burgettstown. Ball inbound to Baker. Trying to lob it down low to Henderson. That was denied by Harrison. And a tie-up on the floor. Burgettstown has the possession arrow.
Burgettstown, you know, they can just sense this now. The momentum has switched. They're playing much more efficiently on the offensive end.
Full court trap set by the Spartans. The Blue Devils break it, but they walk to do so at midcourt. Harrison got a little ahead of herself.
Well, she did the right thing, but she should have caught, turned, and thrown the pass as opposed to trying to dribble it. That's what got her in trouble.
Timeout, Spartans. It's a 30-second timeout.
And Laurel going to take a timeout with a minute 45 to play. Third quarter, 29-14. Burgettstown back on the WJPA Sports Network.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
1:45 to play third quarter. And at 29-14, what was that, 20 points in this period? It's almost as many as the two teams scored in the entire first half, and we still have a minute 45 to play.
Well, you knew they were capable of scoring more points, and Laurel is too, but they're just struggling on the offensive end. Nice
Baker,
cut.
Kroll, Henderson, and a foul chasing Henderson down the lane. And I think Klodowski going to get tagged with this one.
Well, I think she is.
I charge Savannah Rush. Her first, team second. Foul shots coming for J.O. Henderson. Hit one of two earlier. A couple of three balls as well. 7 points in the game to lead the Laurel squad. First shot good.
She needs to shoot more. She's got a beautiful shot. She's very unselfish in the half court, Bob.
5'6 senior, hits both. 29-16, Blue Devils end up with a 3-on-1. Feed across to Redinger, misses the shot in short, and Kroll rebounds the miss.
Yeah, she missed a point-blank layup there.
Feed down low is kicked out of bounds by Harrison. Laurel ball to inbound, near side of the lane. Offensive baseline. Lock in the corner. Catch. Looked at a three. Didn't take it. Dribble drive. Put it up the right hand. That won't go. And Rush fights to get the rebound. Redinger takes a pass ahead. Trying to drop it back to Klodowski, who has to weave through traffic. Near side. Three ball. Midler wide right. Rebound. Redinger reaches over the back. Tips the ball. Can't keep it inbounds.
No, good hustle, though, by Redinger. Almost had it.
Come on, defense. Spartans. Entry, get it down. Uri misses the shot side of the lane. And a rebound grabbed by Savannah Rush.
Yeah, and those are the baskets you got to have. The easy ones got to go in, and they've missed some easy point-blank shots.
Oh, and they worked that play perfectly and just didn't finish.
Exactly.
Kladowski kick it back to Harrison. Falls down while dribbling. Kept the dribble going. Cross-court pass. Bad decision there by Midler. Picked off. Henderson, lob ahead the lock on the floor once. High arcing shot hit the rim, won't go. Rebound, put back attempt, won't go for Lexi Kroll, but she'll go to the line to shoot a couple. This foul going to be called on Redinger, her first, team's third. And Lexi Kroll at the foul line, hit one of two earlier, has 3 points. 20 seconds to play in this third. The left-hander off the rim twice, and it won't go.
34, Melina Henry.
Melina Henry checks in for Burgettstown. And Midler will sit. 5'2", junior Lexi Kroll back at the foul line. Perfect on this second shot. 2 of 4 at the free throw line in the game. 29-17, Kladowski drives the floor, dishes it off. Shot won't go for Harrison, but a foul called on Laurel. And Addie Urey, third foul in this quarter. And that will put Harrison at the free throw line. Just 1 for 3 in the game. Harrison hits the first. Down to 12 seconds remaining.
Watch how fast she releases this shot, Bob. Catches it, puts it up, bang.
And hits them both.
Hey, it works.
31-17. Under 10 seconds to play. Baker on the dribble. Feed it back to Henderson. Sneaks a peek at the clock. Dribbles to the corner. Launch a shot. Off the mark, and it wouldn't count anyway. Burgettstown 31, Laurel 17 after 3. Fourth quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
And a big thank you to Jason Tennant, Scott Donnelly, Eric Bennett, the guys behind the scenes making it all happen. We just sit here and talk.
I know.
They push all the buttons and make the things happen.
And they do a great job.
Start of the fourth quarter, Laurel with the ball, but a big hole, down 14. Ball comes to Kroll now. Lock, three-pointer off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to the corner. Henderson can't get there in time.
Yeah, and it's awfully difficult, Bob, when you're behind like this and you've got to rely on shooting a three-point shot, and when you're shooting it at about 20%, you're not going to make many.
Blue Devils have trouble on the inbound. Redinger gets it ahead. Henderson with a steal, able to give it off to Locke. Two on nobody, and help arrives. Redinger recovers and blocks the shot.
Yeah, great job. She never gave up on the play. I love it when I see players do that. Don't quit. Stay with the play.
Yeah, how about that? The talking guy says three on nobody, and somebody gets back and blocks a shot. Three ball won't go. Lob inside. Urey scores her first points of the game. 31-19. Pressure all over the place. Another turnover. Henderson with a takeaway. Needs help. And Baker presents. Baker, far side. Lock. She'll shoot from there. Doesn't this time. Get the ball to the elbow. Urey there travels. Wide open.
just turn and take the shot, and you don't risk the travel.
Unpressured.
How about the pressure bothering Bergenstein right now?
Kladowski takes the inbound, and she'll take care of that. Leads a 3-on-1. Dish it across. Rush lets traffic clear and scores.
Yeah, really nice bounce pass by Kladowski, but I love how Rush was patient, and she just a little shot fake, let the defender go by, and laid it in.
33-19. Blue Devils have gotten rid of a minute in this fourth quarter, and the score stays at the same margin. Kladowski tips a pass for Baker out of bounds. Laurel ball on the far sideline.
Nice job on the replay of the previous play there.
Spartans set up, lock, jump pass is tipped. Henderson gets it. She still has her dribble, and we'll use that along the arc. Get the ball to Baker. A little shoulder shimmy out to Kroll. Henderson looks at the three, doesn't take it. Took too long thinking about that and allowed Redinger to close.
Well, if you think about it, you normally miss them.
Henderson, Locke, and Kladowski extends the defense out to make sure Locke doesn't have an open lane to shoot in. Near side, it's Locke. Try to wrap it inside. Three defenders there. Urie, though, steals it back. And Urie gives it off. Locke in the paint, high off the window. And I mean high off the window, won't go. Loose ball grabbed by Baker. Step back to a three. It's an air ball. Wrestling match. Rush wins this one. 23 took it away from 32.
Yeah, boy, Rush is physical with there, isn't she, Bob?
She is indeed. Near side, it's Harrison. Tried to go through the legs and dribbled it off her own foot. Kroll has it. Has Urie with her. Nice feed through traffic. Urie scores.
Tell you what, a little run here. By the Laurel Spartans.
Pressure continues, and Kladowski dribbles on the sideline, hassled by that pressure.
If you're going to put the ball to the floor, you must be in the middle of the floor where you have options. Going up the sideline, you're very limited. Paige Kladowski did not get that ball in an ideal spot.
33-21. Laurel has trimmed only 2 points off that third quarter deficit. Henderson dribbles to get open. Three ball in flight. Just missed. Rebound, Urie. Take it out of the paint. Try to put a shot up, and Rush blocks that. And Urie, two-hand shove afterwards. Kladowski across the timeline. Parks it in the front side of the midcourt circle. And the Spartans can't let the clock just continue to turn if they're going to fight their way back. Kladowski weaves her way through, puts a shot up way too strong. Rebound knocked toward the sideline. Last touch by Melina Harvey, Henry, excuse me, and out of bounds.
Yeah, Kladowski checking her lip. She got hit, I think. No call, but she's like, wow, was that a foul? Possibly.
4:45 to play. Fourth quarter, 33-21. Spartans looking for a run. Kroll lost the dribble going through traffic. Try to put it up, partially blocked. Kick it across. Henderson for three. Hits it.
Tell you what, I really like Henderson. He's got a beautiful shot. Needs to shoot more.
33-24. Now 4.5 to play. Henry gets by the defender, Urie, and Urie has no choice but to push. And a floor foul. It's her fourth, first foul of the fourth quarter.
Team first.
Baseline throw in for the Blue Devils. Kladowski feeds it in to Rush. Redinger takes the pass. Lob it side of the lane to Rush. Tried to get around Henderson. Missed the shot. Rebound kept alive by Henry. For a three ball, Redinger hits it.
That's a big one. And she looked really good on that shot. Good release, good follow through. A few of her shots earlier, Bob, were just long.
36-24, the margin is 12. Henderson deals it into the paint. In there a long time was Raskowski. Her shot won't go, gets another look at it. That won't go, and Kladowski brings it out.
Had a couple of nice looks, but just couldn't put it in.
Coming up on 3:40 to play in the game. Screen set for Kladowski, and Rush just keeps on moving with it. Kladowski reverse it, and Henderson cuts her off. Ball goes to Savannah Rush, and she'll hand it back to Paige Kladowski. Crossover. Gets by Kroll, far side. Redinger going to shoot a three. Hits it.
Tell you what, she's a shooter. She doesn't get discouraged if she misses one.
Cameron Redinger, game's leading scorer with a dozen. along with J.L. Henderson. Henderson has the ball now for Laurel. Coming up on 3 minutes to play. 15-point Bergenstown lead. They beat the Spartans by 15. Blocking foul, and then Henry and Henderson collide, and both end up on the floor. Foul called on Kladowski, her second. Team's first of the quarter. Laurel baseline throw in, and Bergenstown wants a timeout. 2:58 to play. Fourth quarter, Bergenstown 39, Laurel 24. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Each team has two timeouts remaining. Bergenstown has a 15-point lead. By the way, 39-24, that was the score back on December 16th when these two played in a non-section game. Henderson to the corner. Kroll for three. It's good.
And they're not going away. They're continuing to fight. That's what I like to see.
39-27. Rush feed it ahead to Henry. Catch and score.
Nice job by Rush on the pass. But how about Henry? That catch and score without traveling. Great job by Henry.
Rush with that long pass, got it over top of the defense. Henderson, nice, fancy dribbling moves there through traffic.
She's pretty good with the basketball. Again, I'd love to see her shoot more.
Three ball short and wide. Ball saved at the baseline by Eppinger. And then the Blue Devils knock the ball out of bounds. Urie back on the floor with four fouls. If Laurel has a run, they need to get it started.
Well, it's got to happen with this shot.
Henderson, three, air ball over the top. Eppinger tips the rebound but couldn't control it and hits out of bounds.
Yeah, you're now looking at the clock and just not enough time to make up the deficit, Bob.
Well, when you've scored 27 through three quarters and 6 minutes and you need 15 just to get in the lead, hard. Fouled by Urie, and she's fouled out of the game.
Yeah, she's finished. Urie, only a sophomore. Got some good years ahead of her.
Yeah, each team very, very young.
Yes.
Urie has checked out. Lily Largent and Carly Locke comes in. Callie Baker checking out as well. Melina Henry at the line to shoot two for Bergenstown. 2:01 to play, fourth quarter. Henry can't coax that one to drop in. Good to have folks in Lawrence County listening in tonight. We appreciate listening and tuning in. Second shot also strong, but Rush with the rebound. Tried to put a shot up and saved at the baseline by Harrison, and then the Spartans throw it away.
Just a bad turnover.
Largent got that loose ball, and she just turned and flung it hard and right between the legs of Henderson.
Yeah, and you could see the frustration on Henderson's face, and I can't say I blame her.
Now her senior season about to come to an end. Henderson going to get tagged with a foul, and Henry going back to the foul line. J.L. Henderson guilty of her second foul. Team's third foul in this quarter. Two. The entire gym has gone silent. Almost makes me want to, like, I'm at Amen Corner. Henry misses the free throw.
Well, I like that analogy there, Amen Corner.
With Henry now 0 for 3 at the line, she might be needing an amen or two here.
Well, I've been to Amen Corner. It's spectacular.
Henry gets 1 of 2 on that trip, 42-27. Henry dribbles around the screen, give and go, get the ball to Largent. A little push shot won't go, gets it back, goes up and is fouled. Largent will go to the line to shoot a couple. And this foul on Melina Henry. And then Troy Ilitch's microphone just got cut off. Foul shot by Largent, no good. Second shot short, and the rebound comes up the lane to Redinger. The Blue Devils will bring it up the floor with 90 seconds to play. Hargettstown took the lead late in the first quarter. The game was tied halfway through the second, and the Blue Devils have not looked back. Ball goes to Harrison. She tried to force a pass through to Henry, and Henderson picks it off. Henderson with Kladowski on her. Tough interior dribbling there by Henderson. And Locke started the pass, decided not to, and called for traveling. Lily Ryskowski checks back into the game. And Henderson going to come out. My guess, the senior going to get a hand from the Laurel fans and a hug from head coach.
Yeah, that's a nice gesture, and it's good to see. You hate to see that, seniors realizing their season, career is over. And
oh, my. And as Henderson comes out of the game, we get a technical foul called on Henderson.
Why? I missed it.
We have a technical foul on number 11, J.L. Henderson. That's her third personal.
Oh, my.
Team
not sure what happened. Maybe almost certainly had to have said something. I don't know. A game that's out of hand. I don't know.
Kladowski will shoot them.
Don't know what it was. It was the hug with the coach and Henderson and Coach Mark Scapp. He said, "I have a technical foul on number 11." Paige Kladowski at the line to shoot the technical free throws.
Yeah, I have no idea what that was. Had to say something to the official.
Kladowski misses both. And checking into the game, senior Brooke Boland and Brenna Henry, also a Burgettstown senior. Boland, Henry, and Rush, three seniors for Burgettstown.
Nice to get the seniors a little playing time here in this playoff game.
Henderson, the only Laurel senior.
Won't be their last. They have another one coming. Unfortunately, it's going to be against a top opponent in the Whippeal.
Kladowski on the dribble, steps on the baseline. So just under a minute to play. It'll be Laurel ball. But Burgettstown up 42-27.
Well in hand.
Kroll takes it far side, goes to Locke. Locke dribbles out of the Kladowski pressure. Dish it off to Largent. She puts it right up. Just missed that one. She's had a couple that just went begging off the rim.
Yeah, nice shot by Largent that time.
Anyway. She's just a sophomore at 5'10 already. And an offensive foul this time. Rush gets caught with the illegal screen. She had done that a couple times.
And she had something to say to the official. She said something. He didn't see it. Interesting. Definitely an illegal screen there, Bob.
Yeah, and Rush had set a number of those in this game.
Oh, boy. She's a physical player.
Eppinger picks it up, deals into the corner. Ryskowski takes it back out. 15 seconds to play. Locke to Kroll. Eppinger finds Locke. Locke entry pass to Largent and has fumbled at the baseline. And they're actually going to keep the ball here with just under 2 seconds to play. Burgettstown going to advance to the PIAA playoffs, and if my count is right, that's going to be 8 teams from the 2-county area. 3 ball at the buzzer for Locke won't go, And your final score, Burgettstown 42, Laurel 27, a 15-point win, just like the mid-December ball game. Burgettstown is heading to the PIAA playoffs. Recap when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Couple of early lead changes through a lackluster first quarter.
Just no offense by either team. They couldn't get anything going.
And then Burgettstown led 7-5 late at that point and never trailed again. Game was tied halfway through the second quarter, but Burgettstown with the final 6 points, all 6 points that they scored in that quarter. They got a three ball from Redinger, and then a deuce and a foul shot for Klitowski. They scored all of their points in about a minute and 10 seconds after going 4.5 without scoring. They led 13-10 at intermission, and Laurel got to within a point in the opening minute of the third quarter, but that was all she wrote. Burgettstown poured it on from there. 18-7 advantage in the third and 11-10 in the final period to win at 42-27.
Good night for the Blue Devils. They go on. They get to play an extra game, extra week of practice. Granted, they're going to have a very difficult opponent, but you know what? Hey, if you love the game, you play. And that's the beauty of basketball. You know, they get that extra week. They get to practice, be together, and they can say, hey, we made the state tournament. They've had a good year, Bob. That's the 18th win. You win 18 games, you've had a good season.
Fort Cherry, Burgettstown, Chartiers, Houston in the 2A girls bracket, Trinity Peters in the 5A girls, and Cannon McMillan in the 6A girls. Six Washington County girls teams. Add in the Ringgold boys, the only boys team from the county, and Jefferson Morgan boys from Greene County, the only squad south of the border making the state tournament this year. But all told, 8 of the 24 teams that started the WPIL playoffs will go on to the state tournament. So congratulations to Burgettstown. Check scoring for you. I have a dozen points for Cameron Redinger, 10 for Paige Klitowski as the only players in double figures for Burgettstown, and a dozen points for the senior J.L. Henderson for Laurel. At the free throw line, Laurel 5 of 10, and I have Burgettstown 6 of 16.
That is what I have. That's a lot of points you leave out there going 6 for 16 for Burgettstown.
Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Shooter.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Shooter got to shoot, right?
You have to shoot the basketball. That's right. Even if you miss a few, you cannot be discouraged.
Cameron Redinger, our player of the game, drained 4 3-pointers tonight, 2 in the first half, 2 in the fourth quarter. And just no fear. Catch and shoot. And she kept going. Missed and missed and missed. And then all of a sudden hit and hit and missed and hit and hit.
She made two. The last two that she made looked really good coming off her hand. And I knew they were going in. I mean, it was funny because you like you said earlier, she missed quite a few, but you know what? Not discouraged, and that's what shooters do. You just got to keep firing them up.
Get some rest, partner.
I will. We got a long weekend.
Let's see. On play days, we had Monday off. There were games that none that we wanted to cover. Was our first day off in the basketball playoffs, and we have a day off tomorrow.
Amazing.
And that's off. It. We Thursday, Friday, wrestling on Saturday. Start the second week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, basketball and wrestling on Saturday. Took Monday off, basketball Tuesday, basketball Wednesday, take Thursday off, and then we got basketball and wrestling Friday, basketball and wrestling on Saturday. And then we go to the States.
I'm looking forward to those Saturday and Friday games, though, Bob. They're going to be great ones.
Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on and find out more at visitgreen.org. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Quiet night on air tomorrow, then all sense of control lost come Friday. Start to finish coverage of the 2A Southwest Regional from Altoona and the 3A West Regional at Cannon McMillan over the weekend. Live coverage of 3 WPIL Finals, South Fayette Thomas Jefferson Girls Friday, Cannon McMillan Norwin Girls, and TJ Chartiers Valley Boys Saturday evening. And then on to States. Thanks to head coaches Megan Zittner and Ricky LaRocco, to host athletic director Troy Ilitch, and the entire crew here at Burgettstown. For Tom Drakely, our floor director Jason Tennant, Eric Bennett, Scott Donnelly on camera, Jacob Knisner producing in our Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thank you so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader. In the 2A Girls State Qualifier, your final score, Burgettstown 42, Laurel 27. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.